USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With political pressure rising, talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed today, focused on restoring a newly expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit, a fresh $1,200 direct payment to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in aid to states, businesses, and the poor. President Donald Trump is eager for an agreement, but talks so far have not yielded progress. The administration is willing to extend the $600 jobless benefit in the short term, but is balking at other demands Democratic negotiators keep adding to the bill. The $600 per week jobless benefit officially lapsed yesterday, and Democrats haven't made it clear whether they will extend it without securing other bill priorities. Principal negotiators, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and top Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi met again in hopes of breaking the stalemate. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Florida, which is continuing to battle a coronavirus surge, is now preparing for Hurricane Isaias, complicating efforts to contain the virus. The entire east coast of Florida is bracing for potential impact. The hurricane has maximum sustained winds of over 80 miles an hour and is moving over Andros Island in the Bahamas. The center of the storm was expected to move near or over Grand Bahama Island late in the day before heading toward Florida's east coast tonight and tomorrow morning. Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency, urging residents to have 7 days' worth of food, water, and medicine ready. The Justice Department scheduled 2 additional federal executions, an announcement that comes weeks after it fought off last-minute legal challenges and successfully resumed federal executions following a 17-year pause. The executions of Christopher Villalba and William LaCroix are both scheduled to be carried out in late September. The government carried out 3 executions in July, and 2 other executions had been previously set for August. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump may force TikTok to sell its U.S. operations as the White House ramps up their concerns about the popular video sharing app, especially over its ownership by ByteDance, a Chinese company. Chinese law can compel any domestic company to hand over data it collects on users. The president said, "We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok or doing some other things. We're looking at a lot of alternatives with respect to that company." While TikTok is largely seen as an app for young people, it tracks phone locations and users' metadata like many apps, and China has demonstrated an appetite for Americans' personal data. TikTok has also faced repeated accusations of censoring content unappetizing to Beijing. Apple rode the company's strong earnings report to become the world's most valuable publicly traded company, surpassing the state oil giant Saudi Aramco during the market close. Apple shares closed up 10.47, giving it a market valuation of $1.84 trillion. Saudi Aramco, which had been the most valuable publicly listed company since its market debut last year, now trails at $1.76 trillion. The company has recovered from its pandemic low point in March. Shares are up more than 44% this year. Apple saw widespread closures during the quarter, especially in the United States, but touted both work-from-home trends and strong online sales, delivering a boost to overall operations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.